A community college in western Massachusetts has been awarded federal funding to build new classrooms to train people for careers in the hospitality industry, a field where job openings will explode in a few years with the opening of a casino in Springfield. Holyoke Community College will receive $1.55 million from the Federal Economic Development Administration to construct a new center to house the school's hospitality and culinary arts program. Congressman Richard Neal made the announcement Friday morning at an event attended by college representatives and dozens of state and local officials.
The sour mood amongst the electorate in America right now needs to be addressed by opportunity and economic growth, and to move people past the doldrums of what they currently feel with great announcements like this.
The college will use the federal funds to renovate the lower floors of a 95-year-old former factory building in downtown Holyoke. The college previously received a $1.75 million economic development grant from the state for furnishings and equipment for the new training center. College President William Messner said it was a day to celebrate.
We also are celebrating today the fact that the hospitality industry, quite frankly, an industry that doesn't get enough recognition for being a centerpiece to the economic development of the region, is really stepping forward with what's going to be going on in this building behind us over the next year.
The hospitality industry is one of the top three employers in western Massachusetts in one of the largest entry-level job markets, with about 400 openings a year, according to Jeffrey Hayden, Vice President of Business and Community Services for the college.
We've got restaurants, we've got banquet houses, we've got nonprofits, we have industry sectors that use hospitality and food service workers like hospitals and long-term care facilities, all part of that roundtable who have again and again said we need to scale up the entry-level number of individuals who are going to be available to them as a labor pool.
The new center will more than double the college's capacity to train people in hospitality management and the culinary arts when it opens in 2017. Warren Lee, the chairman of the program, said it will expand from a couple of classrooms now to 20,000 square feet of space where students will learn on state-of-the-art equipment that most top restaurant kitchens don't even have yet.
This is going to be it. This should be the place for people to get professional development. With this world-class facility and the world-class education we'll be able to provide people, it's awesome.
MGM Springfield has partnered with Holyoke Community College and Springfield Technical Community College to develop programs to train people for jobs in the resort casino, which is scheduled to open in September 2018. MGM also has a formal agreement with the City of Holyoke to set aside a small percentage of the casino's 3,000 jobs for Holyoke residents. The college will be expanding into an area of the city that includes the $165 million Massachusetts Green High Performance Computing Center and a new canal walk. Holyoke officials say the publicly funded development has led many artists and entrepreneurs to take spaces in the district's numerous old factory buildings. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.